At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm here with Dr. Lisa Costello at the WVU Health Sciences Center, and today we're focused on the upcoming National Influenza Vaccination Awareness Week. It starts December 7th. Why is it important to get that flu shot?
Getting the flu vaccine is the best way to prevent yourself from getting influenza. Last year and every year, we know that influenza lands people in the hospital. It even takes people's lives from the very youngest of ages to the very oldest of ages.
When is the best time to get a flu shot? Is it too early right now? Can you wait too late? Is there a prime time to get that shot?
It's recommended by both the Center for Disease Control as well as the American Academy of Pediatrics that everyone above age 6 months get the vaccine. This is prime flu vaccine time. It's not too late to get it. Hopefully you've already got it and you've already developed that immunity, but if you haven't, it's never too late. We've seen flu go into April, even May last year. So we've seen these long flu seasons and you really want that immunity to build up. So the earlier the better, but if you haven't got it, you still have time and we recommend that you get that.
I know that now, I wish they'd had this when I was a kid, you can get a nasal mist instead of the shot if you don't like needles. So is there one that's better than another, one more effective than the other, or are they comparable?
This year it is recommended by some groups that the nasal vaccine is as effective as the shot in the arm if you're eligible to receive that. So people who have conditions like asthma or maybe if they have cancer, getting the nasal vaccine would not be recommended for them, but another good discussion to have with your physician.
Should there be any concern for the average person in making that decision about whether to get the flu vaccine?
Extensive studies have been done on vaccines and vaccine science, and what they have shown time and time again is that vaccines are safe, vaccines are effective, and vaccines save lives. Individuals who receive their vaccine are less likely to get the very severe form of influenza. Last year, for children, we were talking about as a pediatrician, we know that 80% of the children who ended up in the hospital and had very serious illness did not get the flu vaccine. So another reason really that we want to get everyone protected by getting their flu shot.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.